terrible.
Is the only reason that you would need to go in front of three is to say that even if you didn't do it,
okay, so
it would be talented.
What I want to discuss is,
so somebody has said,
somebody has a new item. And he wants to buy it for him, he wants to buy it from a present, he wants to buy it from a gift. So what does he buy from a shas? And there's a list of things you buy from the agent. You can buy a menorah, a silver menorah, you can buy a Megillah, you can buy an Esrit Pushka. Well, the Kala itself wants to buy something for a chassan. Yeah? So, I want to bring out a shayla, just have a bit of clarity on the two tzedolim of this shayla. Not because the shayla is a shayla which is mamish negiya. And the shayla is this, that I want to know what's it better to buy for the chassan. What's it better to buy for him? A silver menorah? Let's see, I'm happy to spend about 2,000 pounds. A silver menorah will cost you a year. Okay? So I would have said the answer is simple. It was before Hanukkah, don't buy a Megillah. Don't buy a menorah, right? Be sensible. Buy something that's going to make them happy, right? It's an investment. So buy something which is worth your while. Don't make this chashbonus, because be'etzem, it's not really dafka proper shayla. It's not really a shayla. They both have a maila, whatever the maila is. There's no chil b'chal above them. But you want to buy a gift, you just want to know what's proper. So the answer is really, whatever makes sense is proper to buy for him. Whatever you think.
If it's honey now, don't buy a gift.
Exactly. And if it's chal, don't buy a master gold.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. But I just want to bring out the shayla, just to bring out the two tzedolim, for us to know, what is it better to have? A kosher megillah? Some of us have a kosher menorah, some of us don't. And what all silver menorah? Some of us also have a silver menorah, some of us don't. Let's just balance out the two tzedolim. Okay, what's it better? Not that if you want to buy it for yourself a silver menorah, buy a silver menorah. Don't say, hey, but 1 minute. Buy somewhere. You know? Okay, so now it's interesting, very, very interesting shayla. But now this is by menorah, the Mechaber writes said this. The Mechaber writes in Siman Tov Yesh Ayin Gimel, Sif Dalet. Mechaber writes there, Sif Dalet, Ein Choshishin Lepsilos Leachlifon Achatechia. That there's no, not Sif Dalet, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes there in Sif Gimel that if you got a menorah made of cheres, natural cheres, it's a menorah made of cheres, which is earthenware. So the old days, the cheres was very, it became very non-geschmack after it's been used and all the wax drips on it. I don't know exactly why, like the problem is, it becomes more, so it's mus, even on Shabbos, yeah, if it's a national cheres. It becomes more. So Mechavis is this, national cheres, she'enik bo'ilai la'achas, nasi yoshal. It's now old, it's old cane. Ve'en maglikin bo'ilai la'achas. Don't use it for the next night. Don't use the national cheres. You have to take each night another one. Except you can't use the same nair that you've already used once before. Right? Wait, okay. The main nair is Yoshit. Masiko b'chalayla, if you only have this, he's poor, he doesn't have anything else. So you should put in the fire and you should clear it. Says Mishnah Berurah. Says Mechaber further. So nesha matchas in zor chodosh. If it's metal, it's not a problem. V'shalzchuchis v'shalcheres mechusa dinik matchas mechres mechusa is also good enough. Basically, have a nice menorah. So now, says the Mechaber here, says the Ramon. So okay, so the simple way you can't have it is Pasha because it's mold. It's not a shmak, it's not nice to have such a kedi for menorah. Right? Okay, so you see, the Mechaber writes him here, have a nice menorah. A nice, doesn't have to go for nice, but don't have a mold, don't have a disgusting menorah. Right? Now, says on here, says Mishabur here, and Mishabur says why? Shu mold, but it's bizu mitzvah. It's bizu mitzvah to use such menorahs. Right? It says in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Sif Kotan before, Kosva Soyun, Shatoiv, Kol Echot, it's good to everyone, Shiatriach, he should try. Lasis le Menoyer Yofi, Dufi Koycha. Buy for himself, make for himself, make a nice Menoyer. Bechin Haneir is Yasi Yofi, you should have a nice Menoyer. There's an Indian to have a nice Menoyer. To have a nice Menoyer. So, in our terminology, silver Menoyer, have a nice silver Menoyer. Something which is valuable, it's nice. It's beautiful, it looks nice, there's a kapoda that a person should try and have a nice menorah. So it's interesting, what's this in you, having a nice menorah? So we said earlier, not to have a disgusting menorah, I understand, because it's a bizu, it's you're degrading the mitzvah. Who told you have to also upgrade and you have to even buy yourself a nice menorah? So now, very interesting. Is it because of Zekeli Mambeir or not? And I'll speak out the shayla. It's just It's very interesting, the shayla of it. The Gemara says about Kama that al zeh kini marbeu, Rashi brings over there in the Testament base, they should have lulav noe, sirutoy noe, and Rashi also says tzitzis noe and talis noe. So Rashi also says you should also have a talis noe. Now, the shayla, the Mefarshim will ask, why do you have to have a talis noe? Exactly. Rashi also says, Rashi himself says tzitzis noe. But why do you have to have a talis? A talis is just, don't forget, all the days tzitzis were on your normal clothes. You didn't go and buy especially a talis in order to have tzitzis on it. You went and bought yourself a garment, and the old days it was all just wrapped with four corner garments. Whatever garment you wanted, you choose the color you like. But you have to make sure you put tzitzis on it. Why is there Indian to make sure the talis itself is supposed to be noe? That's not a part of the mitzvah, right? It's not part of the mitzvah, right? And more than, right?
So talis means clothing.
Yeah, correct, exactly. Talis is the clothing. The tzitzis is just, tzitzis not I understand. What? Yeah, and more than that, even they even ask, mezuzah noy. You have to have a nice mezuzah. What means you have to have also you have to have a nice house in order to be able to make the mezuzah. What mecha teisa? Why should there be a need to have a nice talis, right?
Yeah.
So now, advocate as I should Rashi, the talis should also be not. The same thing as the menorah. That even if the menorah is, it's not chetzah mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah like item. But still, it's enhancing the adlocker. That's also an Indian. It's also an Indian to have such now. What is else? Now what is else? So the din should bring over there. It can't be als hidul mitzvah. It's not a din in hidul mitzvah. It's not why, right? Because hidul mitzvah, we know the rule is only at shlish. Yeah, and how much does it cost you to buy let's say for the first night, even the eighth night, how much does it cost to buy a bottle of oil? £10 to buy a bottle of oil with all the wicks, £11. But still, the menorah costs £2,000. There's no chiyuv to buy a menorah more than a shlish of the mitzvah. So if it's £10, you only have to spend £3.30. You don't have to spend. So what mech tesi you have to spend? It doesn't sound like from Shabur, it doesn't sound like from a Svarmi, that it has to be, you know, with a. No, it seems. So the Brit from Rechan Kanievsky, that's not as hidul mitzvah. It's not as a mitzvah. It's just as it's covered mitzvah. And it fits very well with not having cheres. Not having cheres is you're going to have a problem in the Imam Shemabaz the mitzvah. So we tell you, not only don't be mabazah, but machabah the mitzvah as well. It's not as hidul, not you're being mahada the mitzvah. If you think of it, the flames themselves are not more beautiful because it's sitting, because it's coming from a nice candlestick. Because when we know the flame itself is a beautiful flame, it's an atzmoy. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. And it's got its own beauty. It's not doing it to the beauty of a menorah. So it's not really called hidwam. Esrog, the more beautiful the esrog is, the actual mitzvah is more beautiful. But here, this is a side thing which the atkilikach, it's even not even shulma paskim. If you have to have a keli, who said you have to have a keli b'chal to light the menorah? What happens if you just have cups, you just have metal cups, whatever? Who says a din you have to have even one keli? It's not. Yeah? So, okay, so that's a component of that's covered mitzvah. They bring as well that the Beskerobin Sefer says it is al hidul mitzvah. Oh, but hidul mitzvah. Why should we have to pay so much for hidul mitzvah? We ask, right? So said the Beskerob, that we see by Chanukah it's different. Chanukah is an exception to why, because Chanukah Chazal themselves said for him. What?
Yeah.
You mean it? You have I'm going to say Chazal themselves said. Spend more than a shlish for the mitzvah. Why? Because they told you to do mahadru. What happens if someone got 10 people in the household? So the first night, he's already lighting 10 lights. According to the Rambam, they have to, each one has their own. Yeah? So you, and that's more than a shlish. It's more than a shlish. So how can chazal machayv teretz is? Because mitzvahs necharika was oisgestelt in such a way, if you see the Rosh Hashanah prescribed, I didn't see him inside, right? It was oisgestelt in such a way that it's supposed to be done by Yifan Hedl. And therefore the rule of only till shlish doesn't apply. You go past those parameters. So the Meida, Menorah, still the Menorah is also our Hedl mitzvah. Okay. Either it's our Hedl mitzvah, it was our covered mitzvah, but we see there is an Indian to have a beautiful Menorah, right? There is an Indian to have a beautiful Menorah. Now, yeah. Now it comes to Megillah. I just find this. Chanukah and Purim, these are two Yom Tovim which they are born on. They are born on the Yom Tovim. And yet, there's so much lomdus in every noisa, in every point, in every halacha. In both these Yom Tovim, there's so much lomdus, there's so much backwards and forwards. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable how they are born on, how they opened up. They gave us so much more Torah with these two extra Yom Tovim. Okay, now go to Megillah. Going to Megillah, very interesting. Before going to Megillah, somebody told me the Pelayotz writes. Because Pelayotz writes that we all know the Gemara says in Shabbos, Hazoyah b'nei אז זוהי בני חביון, בואו נתם את חכמים. Somebody is bedacted with Neres Shabbos and Neres Chanukah, referring to both, then it's a zgula for children to have to be in chacham. So this is the lashon of Peliyotz. Peliyotz said this. Hazoi ben zoich el bontot chacham. And beinin azirus, sheyeh akli, shemadik bo yinoi ben oki. The zihir and also the psilim and the psilis nishmanim. The kli itself should also be a nice kli as well. Noki says it should be clean as well. I saw the chizits and say for the shari, all the sharis, he writes that so you have to make sure they're clean, you have to polish the silverware. See, there's a lot of people who have silverware, Shabbos silverware, it's the same thing, Shabbos and Chanukah. And silverware, it gets rusty, it gets dirty very quickly, it gets blackened very quickly, right? There is an Indian to make sure to clean our silverware, right? We should have clean silverware if you can. And he brings it as well that this, just like he said, the chonah to the mitzvah belongs to the men. We all know, right? The extra lock belongs to the women. So therefore, it's the men's job, not only to make sure that all the wicks are prepared for the wife to lay, but also to make sure the calendar is actually, right? Don't say, oh, there's not my job, something to know. It's also part of the men's job to get the calendar. If you only catch a case of dirty and scrub them every so months, a month or 2 months, whatever it is. Yeah? Okay, is that funny? That's the maneuver. Interesting, we pass gun. The Mishavur brings down, Mishavur, man, and I'm not sure the story is going to give one. Mishavur brings down a very interesting thing. We'll touch it again soon, we'll go back, we'll go to Purim. Mishavur brings, Tofa Shem Gimel Gimel, here it is over here. Shemen HaGozel, Tzor Echino Kosh Lenei Chanukah, Shubas Shev Meshiv. What happens if you got stolen Shem? Stolen Shem is not your Shem. So we know that Lulav HaGozel, any mitzvah you stole, you're not Yitzah. And we'll know it's mitzvah bar Bavira. And if it's the Lulav HaGozel is a problem of Lochem, but you're Zech Mitzvah Bavira. So it says Mishavur as well, it says Sofek if you stole the Shemen. You stole the Shemen. So he brings from Shulam Meshiv says the reason why it should be okay is because the Shemen is not, is because it is. Because when you start lighting, you know how we know the rule is, you know how to be Nana. So it comes out the Shemen is also by not. You know how to not be Nana, finished. Once you designated the Shemen for the mitzvah, for the whole next half an hour, until the whole cup finishes, also by not. So now that you've maxed this, but also by not, you made a Shinu Maisa to it. You made a Shinu Maisa. You made it. We know the rule is that Gozal, you made a Shinu Maisa, then it's really yours. You couldn't have Shinu Maisa, then you are yours. So that's the simple way. Maybe you could be yours.
Can't make a bracha to the gozel.
But before you let it. Because it's already designated. It's already designated for that. That's already given you a shemesh. What happens if somebody doesn't put the cups inside for oil and his wife says, oh, I don't have enough oil for the lat, so maybe can we take a little bit from each cup stand? So I'm saying, can you get out of it? Once you designate it, so you have to ask the shemesh, what's the bracha? I don't know. But that's the oil. That's the oil. What about the menorah? What about the menorah? If somebody stole the menorah, it's not a posh, you stole a menorah, mechtis, you're not yitz, mechtis, it's just a menorah. It's just a akum b'sein, it's just an extra hill, it's not part of the mitzvah b'chlal. No, there's no simple action. Now, Megillah is like this. There is a halacha that the Megillah itself has to be written like a Sefer Torah, and it has to be written in oifen of Zekeli Barbeir. It's one of the halachas in a Sefer Torah, it's not to be menumah. What's menumah? Menumah means that the Sefer, he's a beginner, and he keeps on making mistakes, and there's lots of letters which there's more ink, and it's all this blotches, it's called menumah. And if it's too many in one, or more, the halachas are, Hilchas Sofros, it's possible, right? Al Zekeli Barbeir. So Megillah is the same. Megillah, Mechava brings that also, it's got Hilchas Sefer Torah. So Megillah also has to be written in oifen of Zekeli Barbeir, right? Now, but that is just the Megillah. When you got Kisvei Kodesh, a Megillah, what's the kashrut Megillah? What's the halachas in Megillah? So you call halachas. One of the reasons why that has to be written, but if it's actually going to be. Okay? But now, when we come to Purim, we're not discussing the actual Megillah, we're discussing the mitzvah of reading from Megillah. Reading the Megillah is a different thing, right? Now, on the reading the Megillah, there's no Zekeli Barbeir for sure. There's no shadow of Zekeli Barbeir to have a Megillah instead of a Chumash. No, that's not the shadow. So what's the shadow? What? In other words, what is their mind of having a kosher Megillah, and what is the mind? So it's that is. Before that, there's more than that. More than that, the Mechaber Paskins clearly that if you read from a stolen Megillah, you yotze, a stolen Megillah, you yotze, yeah. In Tovish study Aleph, the secret Aleph. Why? Why it's the Mechaber? Because like by Tkiyas Shofar, if somebody steals a Shofar, you yotze. Why? And he blows, why? Because the mitzvah is not the shofar, the mitzvah is the noise. It's coming out of the shofar. You're just using it to be able to make that noise. But you know, there's no actual, mitzvah. It's not in the lulav. You got to pick up that lulav. You have to have that noise that comes out of the shir. So similarly, by Megillah, the mitzvah is not the Megillah. The mitzvah is not even the reading of the Megillah. Even if let's say you're the Balkir, the mitzvah is not to be, the real mitzvah is to hear the words. You can hear the words yourself. The person is himself reading it, or he's reading it. If that's a similar, or but the mitzvah, but he needs. There's conditions that he needs to read it from inside the Kosher Megillah. But the mitzvah, the Megillah itself is just a Kisvei Kodesh. It's b'chal nothing to do with the mitzvah. Very interesting. It's not, you have to have one of the Kisvei Kodesh is Megillah. You've got to use that in order to be able to yoitz the mitzvah's kriyas Megillah's Esther.
And therefore, a stolen Megillah, stolen Shoyk is okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's why stolen Megillah.
Menorah, the oil. Menorah, it's okay.
You need to have the oil. You need the oil. You need to burn oil.
Oil is the oil.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Stolen oil is no good.
Exactly. Mr. Sofim is no good. Exactly. This is very good because there's no din in having Bechlal and Megillah.
The Storm Menorah is okay.
Storm Menorah is okay. Yeah, Bechlal is okay because again, like we said, there's no din to have. It's not the halacha of a block, there's no din to have a Menorah. It's just extras. It's a bit different to it. A Menorah is different to Megillah. Megillah, the simple why it's okay if you stole a Megillah and read off it, is because.
Listen.
It's because the mitzvah has nothing to do with the Megillah. No, it's not attached to the Megillah at all. You just need that to be able to use off it. To get off it a mitzvah. It's not menorah is worse because menorah you need the menorah not to put to the adlocka. That menorah is going to make that adlocka nicer. It's attached to the mitzvah. It's part of zikha attached to the mitzvah. But because it's just an external, it's not part of the mitzvah. It's just attached to the mitzvah to make the mitzvah nicer. Right? It's not like the oil where the oil is itself what you need to burn.
I can burn it from a top. I can do it from a top of a bottle.
Yeah.
So it's not active on the mitzvah.
Because, yeah.
So. Why is it more of a...
No, but not more than that. If I decided to take the
mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. Nice mitzvah.
Exactly, yeah. It's not part of the mitzvah. It's the Zekeh review of the mitzvah, but it's not part of
the
mitzvah.
But you can use a stolen menorah.
So you, yeah, exactly. You can, that's what I'm trying to say, you can.
I thought you said it's more... It's
no, it's different to Megillah.
It's different to Megillah.
It's still different. It's not exactly the same, okay?
Because it's more connected, right? Okay, sorry.
First mitzvah.
So now, there it is. The Mechaber writes in Simon Tofer, he studies Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes in Hilchas Purim now. The Mechaber writes that a person's got a chumash, yeah, not a Megillah, but he's just got a chumash, and he's listening from the Baal Korah. He's listening to the Baal Korah, he's doing like we all do. Says the Mechaber, Mishtav is beyond the Megillah, Shein Ekshir, chumash. Lo yikrei mashatz, el shamei v'shoyz. Don't read together with the shatz. You can't read together with him, you've got to listen, right? You got to listen, why? Because you're not yotzer with your kriya because you've got a possible chumash. And the only way you can be yotzer is through the shatz. So therefore, be quiet and listen, and that's how you're going to be yotzer in the mitzvah. Now, what happens if, let's say, you listen to the word about what?
And you missed the word.
You missed the word. Exactly, excellent. You missed the word. So what's the halach? You missed the word. So the halach is, Tofresh Pretest Sif Kotten Hei, the Mishnah Berurah brings it in Tofresh Pretest Sif Kotten Hei. You missed the word. Don't worry, it's fine. What are you supposed to do? He brings it at the end. Misha kavdu ozna, you can't hear. Oshu rachim nabima, bein yachar shmoya hitim nakoira, because it's children. Yizoya nikris with the banging. Yizoya nikris la'atsam in megillah kshayra, or yakoponim yachris chumash, vatim is shayachsam in yoyim atekaf min achumash. So no problem. So just those few words that you think you never heard, say it. Say those few words. Yisrael Rafak said you should say words that we go a little bit ahead of the balkar. Try and go quickly a little bit ahead of him, because it's too knap, you don't know what exactly you might still miss when you catch those together. Right? So you read for yourself. Okay, so you read for yourself. Why? Because Allah is that you don't have to hear the whole Megillah from a Kosher Megillah, even Rav is good enough. Okay? But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Tofresh Tzadik, your test that's only by the Yevet. This halacha of reading yourself one or two words here and there the whole time, it's kosher, but it's only by the Yevet. Mishabur brings him here, Abel HaShemeh, Shesach, Veloi Shoma, Afilu Chisir Akteva Achas, Lo Yotza, Vechin Tzorich Godel Yis Duchalech Ad Chomish, Ki Boi Shemakin An Orim Haman, Hu Ki Yotzi Yev Sheshmeh Kama Tevis Mashat, Ve Yotzi Mashat Kira Kapon Chomish, Yotzi Kapon Mediyevet. And that's Yotzi Mediyevet. So it's Mediyevet, because he didn't have every word, but Yotzi, it's Kosher, but it's only Mediyevet. So Mishabur says that, therefore, because of this problem, it's only Mediyevet. So Mishabur, that a person, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Look at these words. I'll read you his words. It's very good. Nowadays, because Mechaber brings that you should bring to kids, all the children should come to shul and make noise, let them. Since because of that, it's a good idea you should have a kosher megillah. The actual shmeim hashatz machmas v'rash u'bilbul shmakim be'etz be'etzem u'mashmiim kol v'roi l'chalecha linoi l'chol yisroelim came l'mi she'echodes b'yodoi to buy a new, to buy his own kosher megillah. In other words, now mitzad, now servers. Megillah we said, well, I hate all the words they can remember, there's no, it's not Indian time. But there is a tzad where you might be yotze better off by having a kosher megillah. Because it's maybe some people know they can hear every word and it is a very, very sharp. But some people, especially after fasting and everything, this. So a lot of times So if you do, you know you're going to be doing that, comes out, it's the katchila to have a kosher megillah.
Because you,
because so now come to this. Menorah is a good idea to have your yotze zekir and be, whatever the vault is, it's a good idea to buy a nice, beautiful menorah. You say you're not allowed to even have a disgusting menorah, but it's nice. But Megillah, there's a different Nakud here. That there's a tzad where it might be more Mahuda, Pasha, as the Etzah Mitzvah. But by menorah, it's not adding on Etzah Mitzvah. The Etzah Mitzvah is good, there's all the science things that you're adding on to. But Megillah, you've got to keep an account. So what's better? To buy a Megillah or buy a menorah? Okay, so yes. I'm not telling you yet. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just bringing out the two minus of having one of the other.
Oh, yeah.
You don't love religion, huh?
Never.